Well, we'll have a few more hymns before we bring to a close this little series we've been doing. Great controversy last week over Top Lady. Did he, didn't he go into this cleft in the rock? Well, there we are. We had a bit of a thought or two on that last week, if you were here. And this week, well, we have what a friend we have in Jesus. We're going to be singing that in a minute. The only hymn written by the man who wrote it, a man called Joseph Scriven. Interesting, I hadn't seen this coming until just in preparing for this. Born 200 years ago, 1819. Well, he was born in County Down, over in Ulster, studied then, was then United Ireland, in that way, in Dublin. And, well, he ended up going to Canada. And it was rather sad in a way what took him there, because he was engaged to be married. And on the very evening before his wedding day, his fiancée died. She was drowned. And that was that. The wedding was off. And the poor man had to cope with that grief, shock and sadness. And also at that point, he'd become involved in a Christian grouping that was perhaps a little bit too standoffish from everywhere else. And he'd sort of fallen out with his family. And all in all, it seemed perhaps time for pastors new. And to try to cope with his grief and sadness. So off to Canada he went. And he was a tutor over there, and he got to know some local people, including a family called the Sackvilles, right there, who lived over there in that part of Canada. Well, he wasn't a poet, not really. But one day, he was feeling very, very low. He was feeling very burdened, I guess, thinking back to what had happened to him and his loss when he was there in Ireland. But he wrote the poem that became the hymn that we call What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And it was really intended to send across to his mother. It wasn't for public consumption. Wasn't thinking, let us make a hymn of this. It was just a poem which just sort of came to him. And it made a big difference to him. He actually felt so relieved after having written it, what it did, what it expressed. He poured his heart out to God in it. So I imagine it was. Poem went off to his mother. And that was it, as far as he was concerned, and the copy he had of the poem, he just sort of shoved it in a drawer, and that was that. Well, he was getting near to being married again, and this time, another tragedy. The woman that he had set his heart upon died of tuberculosis. Of course, it was a killer in those days, still is in parts of the world today. And so again, a double bereavement. And so he gave himself all the more to the Lord's work, and spent himself in caring for the poor and doing a lot of good things. And so he really got quite worn out. And it came to the point that he was dying. And his friends, the Sackvilles, were with him. And they discovered the poem in his drawer. They said, what's this? This is good. Oh, he said, I wrote it for my mother when I was feeling myself very low, and it helped me, and I thought it might help her. Well, this ought to be published, sir. This ought to be published. Well, I guess he wasn't going to argue the case on his deathbed. And so it was published and became a hymn. The hymn that we have and that we now sing. And a man called Charles Converse. Think of the shoes. I don't think of the shoes. Think of the hymn writer or the tune writer, who himself had studied and knew Franz Liszt. So there we are, the composer of note that he knew. And he's an American man, and he wrote the tune that we have to this. So Joseph Scriven, in the end, passed away, but not before he knew that this poem he'd written, which was just really for pouring out his own heart, had now been published and was travelling the world. And so that was some, perhaps, consolation in some ways to him. Though he died looking to heaven, knew his God, and knew where he was going, knew he had a friend in Jesus. So here we are today, 200 years since he was born. I guess this is going to feature somewhere, watch E.T. It's probably going to be in there, isn't it? But 200 years since he was born, and we're able to sing it today. And I know whenever we go up, looking across the whenever we go up to the Glebe, and we have the short service we have there with the older people who come to the daycare. So they come with their taxis and sit round there in a sort of semi-circle kind of thing, horseshoe-shaped sort of little grouping, And good, more people have actually been there of late, and a few extra new faces, which have been good. And always, this is their favourite hymn, I think. Certainly was of some of the people before. Our prayer is that they would really know the person about whom the hymn was written, and that they would have a friend in Jesus for themselves. But anyway, we often sing that one when our monthly travels up to the Gleadfield Centre. So let's sing it together now. 398, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.